Hello?
Yes, hi. Is this am I speaking with Patricia?
Yes.
Patricia, it's Shira again from Family First. I called you at the beginning of the week.
Right.
So we just have to continue the case. Should you call into the broker?
Uh-huh.
All right, bear with me while I get us connected.
Oh, wow.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Income Enrollment Broker. My name is Marilyn. May I ask whom I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Marilyn. This is Shira. I'm calling you with a mutual participant on the line, Patricia Jackson. We're just calling to see the status of our case.
All right. Could you spell your first name?
It's S-H-I-R-A.
And your last name?
Last name initial is W.
Phone number for you?
A good phone number would be 84, let me just see. A good number would be 267-551-7419.
And are you with the home care agency?
Yes.
And the name of the agency?
Family First Care, LLC.
And the applicant's name.
Well, Patricia, you can answer the rest of the questions in regards to you. Yeah.
Patricia Jackson.
Okay. All right, Ms. Jackson. And we're checking status, is that correct?
Yes.
We're checking status? Okay. All right, to protect your privacy, I must verify that I'm speaking with the correct individual. I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone regarding these applications without written or verbal permission. May I have your date of birth, Ms. Jackson?
9/21/1950.
All right. Your account will come up shortly. Also, Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for the LIFE program as a Community Health Choices alternative. The account will be up shortly for you. Oh, your account just came up. Can I have you to verify your address?
3337 Township Line Road, Chester, PA, 19013.
Okay. All right, I just need to go into the county assistance database so that I can review your medical. Then I'll go into your application and get a status for you. I'll be with you, ladies, shortly.
Sure.
All right, I'm going into your application now.
Uh-huh.
All right, the application is showing it's closed because of failure to provide information to the county assistance office. Did you receive a letter from the Department of Human Services Income Maintenance requesting additional financial documents like bank statements, insurance policies, and anything like that?
Yes, I gave them all that.
All right,
yes,
I'm going to the county assistance database so I can look and see if they've scanned that information in.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what's that county assistance database? What's the name of that database?
It's their database. It's the county assistance database for the county that, let me look and see what county you live in. It's their database. Okay, 82785. Okay, the image will be up shortly.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to see if they sent that when they requested this account to be closed. I'm checking to see if they sent that letter so I know what I'm looking for. All right, 162. All right, let's see here.
What?
Just waiting on their letter to open up so I can see what I'm looking for.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Could you repeat that?
No, I said I'm just waiting on their letter to open up so I can see what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
All right, so I'm looking for Globe Life Insurance Policy Letter with current face and cash value, current Transamerica Life Insurance Policy Letter with face and cash value. Okay, so that's all I'm looking for, these insurance policies. All right.
Right.
Do you have that picture?
I send it to them.
Okay.
All right, let me check. We're going to the imaging. And here. Search. All right, shows it's there.
Yep.
They scanned that in on 10, one on 9/23, and one on 10/15. Let me just open them up so I can make sure. Who is this one for? This is Globe Life. Okay. Let me open up the next one. All right, it must be another one. Policy, great. Who is this? Okay, this is a statement of insurance coverage. All right, so it's three insurance policies here that was scanned on 10/15, 25, and 1/09/23/25. While I'm in this database, I'm going to check for this COMPS application to make sure it has not expired. Okay, switch here. Oh, here. All right, so I'm going to have to set you up for a phone call to do that COMPS application over again because it's only good for 60 days. They have a date dated 10/1/25. Everything else is good for a whole year.
Okay.
So let me get this set up. Let me notate this information.
So
and then,
Jack,
I'm going to get you set up.
Form is fulfilled. Everything is done financially.
Okay, so you're not listed. Okay, they've made these changes for home care agencies, you can no longer be a full authorized representative. You can be information only. So I'm going to get, if you want to be listed as information only on here to get information about this account, I can get the permission from Ms. Jackson.
Ms. Jackson, do you
want to be
permission?
Listed?
I don't need to be listed, just for the call today. Is it okay if I ask questions on your behalf?
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, so let me go notate this. Okay, well, let me just get this information down here so I can get this set up for this phone call, then I'll get your answer your questions. So both of the all of the insurance policies are there. Okay, and then I think green the date. MAW medical waiver. Copy. All right, I'm going to answer your question now. So far as what the all of the financial stuff for what I saw, though it asked for like two different insurance policies, and they're on there. They were scanned
right.
in already.
Right.
Everything is submitted.
So,
just waiting on that contest form, correct?
Well, that would be it. That would be the only thing I can see that the way known is that is, you know, to do a new compass because everything else is there. And then I did see bank statements. I think they were scanned in sometime in December of last year because when I read the letter, it just requested those insurance policies, and they are
right.
scanned in. They were scanned in last year also.
Okay.
All right, so let me get this set up here. I'll be with you ladies in just one second here.
Sure.
Okay, pull this. And Ms. Jackson, what phone number will the enrollment case manager call you on to do this compass over the phone?
484-483-8495.
Okay. All right, let me come out of the county systems database, get back into ours. All right, the schedules will be up shortly here. All right, schedules just came up. Let's see what they got available. I'm showing some availability on Monday, January the 26th. I see a 1:30 to 2. I see a 2:30 to 3. 2:30 to 3, 3:30 to 4, and 3:30 to 4, and a 4 to 4:30 available for next Monday.
Oh.
What time frame would you like?
Next 2:30 to, did you say 2:30 to what?
Let me see, 2:30 to 3.
Yeah, that's fine.
You take that?
Yes.
Okay, 2:30 to 3. All right, let me get that's 126. Okay. All right, 120. Go back, 126. And we're going to 2:30 to 3. All right, your 2:30 to 3 just populated onto this enrollment case manager schedule. I just need to add some information to the schedule, and then I'll give you all of the information that you'll need for the in-person assessment. Not in-person, phone call.
Right.
Phone call. I'm so used to saying in-person, doing the whole thing over.
Oh, okay.
It just comes out automatically. I'm sorry, it's phone call.
That's all right. Yeah.
quick little phone call. That's it.
Okay.
What day is that scheduled for again?
January the 26th, between the hours of 2:30 p.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. All right, Ms. Jackson, so everything is set up now in this enrollment case manager schedule. So our enrollment case manager is going to call your phone number, 484-483-8495, on Monday, January the 26th, between the hours of 2:30 p.m. and 3 o'clock p.m. And in order to serve the greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time for your appointment, but a window of time. We will place the call within the block of time that has been scheduled. Before we end the call, I'd like to confirm that the enrollment case manager, her first name is Hillary, and her last name is Harry. This phone call is going to, the appointment is going to take approximately 30 minutes or less.
Mm-hmm.
And for verification purposes, when Ms. Harry calls, please make sure you have some form of identification available, such as a driver's license or other photo ID or Social Security number. Should
right.
you have a question and you need to cancel, reschedule, or if you have a phone number change, call us back at the number that you called today. Ladies, is there anything else I can assist you all with today? Or you have any further questions for me?
That would be all on my end.
That's it. Thank you.
All right. You're quite welcome. Would you like to participate in a brief customer satisfaction survey?
Sure.
I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay too, so.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. Have a wonderful day, ladies.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Patricia. Bye-bye.